If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
I don't know what number we're up to on congresspeople that are standing with John Lewis and not going to this inauguration, to which we say bully. But thank you. Yes. But our congressman right here from Pasadena, Representative Judy Chu, joins us now, and she is one of them. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking a stand.
Oh, well, I just had to do that after President-elect Trump insulted our most important civil rights icon, John Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and continues to. You said I object to his treatment of other Americans, particularly those who disagree with him. In a diverse democracies like ours, patriotic dissent is vital. That's why the values of pluralism, grievance, and criticism are enshrined in the First Amendment's protection of religion, speech, and press, all three of which have been targets of this president-elect. Do you know how many we're up to? 65. 65 of you.
Oh,
fantastic.
It increased overnight then.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I ask a question, Congresswoman? I've been hearing from a lot of my listeners is, why aren't any senators standing with you?
Well, I think they are taking the stance that some of the other House members are, which is they respect the office of the presidency. They respect the peaceful transition of power. I actually respect the same things, too. But I believe that it is President-elect Trump that does not respect the office of the presidency.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you. Congresswoman, I know you said you don't question the legitimacy of his win. I have to diverge with you on that. I agree with John Lewis. And I don't know if you were in the meeting with James Comey?
Yes.
Yeah. It seems to me that there was a reason that all of you were that furious. And it seems to me that the American people have a right to know. I don't know if you're reading this latest McClatchy story, but the FBI and five other agencies apparently have been collaborating for months and investigating money coming directly from the Kremlin into the Trump campaign and to these hackers.
Yes. No, I feel that there is a deep, dark cloud over this presidency, and it is a very ominous cloud, especially after you see what the Russians did with their hacking and their picking of one candidate over the other. So there has to be an investigation on this, and there has to have to be answers to what was going on. It's deeply disturbing. In addition, of course, there is the conflict of interest that President-elect Trump has, which actually go against the emolument clause of the Constitution.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I know Lawrence Tribe is the respected law professor from Harvard. He said the word treason should not be used lightly. Mm-hmm. But if what is in all these reports is proven true, it is in fact treason and collusion, is it not?
Well, it is not a word to use lightly. Like I said, the answers have not been there. So that's why I say that it's a deep, dark cloud. And we cannot give up until we have the answers here.
Yeah. I guess part of what, you know, is I think so infuriating to so many people, Congresswoman, is the fact that Mitch McConnell and other Republicans knew this, sat on this information, including James Comey. And, you know, I have the very strong sense that there's quite a few other shoes to drop here, don't you?
Absolutely. We don't know what more is to come. And I just find it so insulting that there would be this revelation of extra emails against Hillary Clinton, and yet these very, very serious and disturbing kinds of pieces of information about Russian hacking did not come to the fore.
Right. And, I hate to say it again. I know James Comey and the FBI are being investigated. You know, the investigation's being investigated, obviously. But, you know, I know tech experts that have said, you know, this letter that came out, they said that it would take no time at all to find out these were just duplicates of emails they already had. And there was nothing there, once again, with Hillary Clinton's emails. But the fact that they were sitting on this huge Russia story that the public had a right to know, didn't they? That at least that there was an investigation. There actually was a there with that investigation, unlike Hillary's email, right?
I believe it would have had a tremendous effect on this election. Mm-hmm. To know that the Russians were outright choosing a candidate and doing what they could to undermine Hillary Clinton, that would have changed the dynamics totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it is so infuriating that even if he's impeached, Congresswoman, it's like we're rewarding a party that colluded in this, and that would mean that Mike Pence was also fraudulently elected, and we didn't vote for him for president. So I just feel like we're at a place that we've never been in our history, aren't we?
Yes, and I do think that we didn't quite take President-elect Trump's victory seriously. I mean, I actually did not imagine that he would win. But now that he has won, I actually think he's going to make a huge blunder at some point that he cannot recover from.
It is astounding. The new CBS poll I had, what did it say, Vanessa? It has him at 34%. I mean, I think most people have just reacted to just this transition period with shock and horror, right?
Absolutely. How he could pick cabinet choices, for instance, Rick Perry with the Department of Energy, whose express purpose was to dismantle the Department of Energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're also on the House Judiciary Committee, so I'm sure that you take a lot of this stuff very seriously, that we've just never seen these amount of factors involved in one election, have we?
No, but this express interference of a foreign government in our election process is truly shocking, and that is something that we on the Judiciary Committee really have to investigate. We have to question our intelligence officers and get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. I'm going to the Women's March in D.C. on Saturday. I see you tweeted, his claim that not a single woman in the U.S. has trouble accessing birth control is just one more reason that Price is wrong for HHS. I mean, just women's issues alone, you know, take everything else off the table. It is just terrifying, isn't it?
It is. In fact, I'm going to two women's marches, one in Pasadena and the other in Los Angeles. But women are terrified about losing their healthcare access. The proposed defunding of Planned Parenthood would leave so many people without basic healthcare coverage. And that's why we have to raise our voices and make sure that people know what the effects of this would be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hear there could be up to a million of us strong in D.C. So you represent for me here, I'll represent for you there. How's that?
Thank you for that.
Representative, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for taking time.
Thanks so much.
All right. There she goes. Representative Judy Chu, great state of California. We got a lot of good ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have all the best congresspeople's.